Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Happy Resurrection Sunday, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's good to be the church on Resurrection Sunday. Amen, hallelujah. The body of Christ, glory to God. Well, welcome everyone, and just pray that you just have an awesome Resurrection Sunday. Amen, as the Lord is just speaking to all of our hearts today. Hallelujah. Here's Pastor Mom sitting here pretty in pink. Amen, with a smile on her face. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom, say hi to everybody, and we're going to open up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us
our trespasses.
As we forgive us
those who trespass against
us.
And lead us
not into temptation.
But
deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, and power is the glory, forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president. And give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, happy Resurrection Sunday. And he's alive, I tell you. He's alive. Hallelujah. And he's alive forevermore. Glory to God. We're reading this morning from Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And we'll read that together. Hallelujah. Then we'll go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Verse 3, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. And on this Resurrection Sunday, glory to God, we're going to go to our pearl to ponder. Hallelujah, our pearl to ponder. And this month, we're talking about Jesus being our treasure. Hallelujah. And we started off saying that from 2 Corinthians 4:7, that we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. And then last week, what we talked about was from Isaiah 33 and verse 6. He will be the sure foundation of your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Amen. So fearing him, he's a treasure and he's a key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Matthew 6 and 21 from last week, we said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. That's the key right there to this treasure that we have in earthen vessels. Hallelujah. And then this week, we're looking at Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44. Matthew 13 and verse 44 in our pearls to ponder. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Amen. So on this Resurrection Sunday, we acknowledge the Lord Jesus as our treasure. Hallelujah. We praise and thank you, Lord, for coming from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, our debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. And Lord, we lift your name on high. Hallelujah. And we cherish the Lord. Hallelujah. He is our treasure. And we cherish the treasure. Here's a song called Cherish the Treasure.
I give
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we cherish the treasure of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just bless you, Lord God. You're wonderful. You're glorious. You're holy. You're righteous. Yes. You are our treasure. Oh, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he is our treasure. Hallelujah. Let's go to our declarations today. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. And every time we read these declarations, we say them together, we're fully engaged in it, we see some things happening. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the enemy tries to establish things. But as we say these declarations and as we say them together, there's power in saying them together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some things that look like they're established will be torn down. Those things from the enemy that look like it's established and it's never going to change, it's going to be torn down. Hallelujah. And the word shall be established in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 8, hallelujah. Well, the grass is back. Praise God. People are mowing the grass all over the place now. Amen. The flowers are back. They faded, but they came back. The grass withered, but it came back. Hallelujah. But the word of God is steadfast. The word of God is ever. So we're going to declare and decree, and we're going to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse,
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus. Repeat after me, Mom, please, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Every allergy,
every allergic reaction,
and every virus
that touches my body,
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue,
of my body,
functions
in the perfection
that God
created it
to function.
And I forbid
any
malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And our scriptures for that are Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And that is such a good declaration, because sometimes bodies try to do something. You don't even know what it is. The doctor don't know what it is, but we know it's a malfunction. And so that's covered. Hallelujah. That is covered in the name of Jesus, because we declared it and decreed it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat after me.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children.
For they are taught
of the Lord.
Amen. That's Isaiah 54:13. And we'll say one more. Hallelujah. The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding guards my heart and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent,
and
praiseworthy. Hallelujah. That's from Philippians 4, 7 through 8. Amen. Amen. And these days, you know, there's a trying to be an assault on the saints in the spirit of the mind. And we have to continuously know that we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And whatever thoughts are rolling around, we got to take them captive and just think on those things that are lovely, that are kind, that are of a good report. Hallelujah. You can tell I'm preaching today because I'm starting already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And on today, on this wonderful Resurrection Sunday, we have a guest psalmist today. You know she's not here, but you know, I just love to hear Nicole Mullen sing. She sings so well. We're gonna hear two of her songs today, and they just bless me so much. Because He Lives and My Redeemer Lives. Amen, amen. Enjoy and just go into a worship. Hallelujah.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear.
Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. I talked with him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you live, that you are alive. You're alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not worshiping some dead Redeemer. He lives. Hallelujah. Talk to him this morning. I thank you, Lord. We can talk to you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, all day long. Hallelujah. And you talk with us and you walk with us and you let us know we are your own. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are alive and you live on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory on this Resurrection Sunday morning. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to have our guest psalmist this morning, Nicole Mullen. Hallelujah. And if you want to go listen to that again, it's on YouTube. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, just really just blessed by both of those songs. Because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Hallelujah. When I know that he's with me and he's walking with me and he's talking with me. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not preaching yet. Hallelujah. But I am. Amen. It's a glorious day today. We give God all the praise. Amen. Let's go to our prayer for finances. Now, amen. The Lord gave us these prayers to pray. And I'm telling you, they have been a blessing to us. Amen. Amen. We have a tremendous testimony that we're going to hear probably in the next week coming up or so. But just a wonderful, wonderful testimony of what God did in somebody's finances. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's doing some wonderful things in Pastor Mom and my finances as well. Hallelujah. So please, you know, please share what he's doing. You don't have to tell us all your business. You know, if you don't want nobody knocking on your door trying to borrow some money or something, but just give God the glory. Amen. Let us know what God is doing in your finances. Hallelujah. How he has blessed you because you're praying over your finances, you're tithing, and you're giving offerings. Hallelujah. And so because of his word, we expect what he says in his word. That's what we're expecting. Hallelujah. I was listening. We're going to pray this prayer in a minute. But I was listening to Gloria Copeland and her son-in-law, George Pearson. And they were talking about something happened. And they said, wait a minute. We have tithers' rights. According to the word of God, we have tithers' rights. And I was like, hallelujah. That's right. We have tithers' rights. We have offered ones who give offerings right. And we got to continue to stand on that word. When things look like they're going awry, we have to, you know, stand flat-footed. Hallelujah. And boldly say, thank you, Lord, for tithers' rights. Hallelujah. This money will not be lost. It will not be stolen. It will not be wasted or destroyed in the name of Jesus. Okay. In rare form this morning, y'all. It's Resurrection Sunday. Glory God. Let's pray our prayer over our finances. Repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
Where I have not been wise. Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Help me to remember.
That all I have.
Belongs to you. And to be grateful for it. I pray.
That I will have
the perfect balance between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen,
lost.
Lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek
Your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And praise God, many of you have been giving in this way. Amen. Some of you, you give your tithes and offerings. You don't wait till Sunday. You put it right in there. Praise God. You can do that too. That does work. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes if you let it sit around, I'll just say, you know what I'm saying. Amen. So you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church through our Cash App. Our Cash App is $LCCC. That's $ESLCCC. And when you put it in there, you're going to see Pastor Mom's name, Willie McCoy. Amen. And then you can also, if you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. And we are at 2E. You can also send it via mail. Make your check payable to ESLCCC, and that is at 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Lord God, we bless you right now. You are totally awesome. And we see you doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. We thank you, Lord God, as we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11 that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. We also stand on your word about tithing in Malachi. Hallelujah, where you said, try you on this, test you on this. And see, if we would give that 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out overflow blessings upon us, too much to receive. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that our motivation for receiving this money is so we can distribute it out as you overflow to us, Lord God. We thank you for that. And then, Lord God, you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus, that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be wasted, it won't be devoured, but it will just continue to multiply and give you glory. Hallelujah. And then we thank you for the givers, those who give tithes, not only tithes, but offerings. And you said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, that because we are givers, we live in the land of overflow. We don't have to scrape from the bottom of the barrel. Hallelujah. We're overflowers. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And somebody say, I'm overflowing. Repeat after me. I'm overflowing.
I'm overflowing.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So as we get ready to go into our sermon today, and I'm the speaker on today, we want to hear from Minister Rachel and her family. They have a song that they're going to sing today, hallelujah, and then later on they're going to read our scripture for today. Hallelujah. So are you guys ready? Good morning.
Good morning.
We love you. Okay, ready, calm down.
Look at this.
Okay.
Okay,
whenever
we'll start.
Three, two, one.
My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, shall bow. Every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, from every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. My hope's in the name of the Lord. I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right.
One more time.
My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Happy Resurrection Sunday to everybody.
Amen.
Happy Resurrection.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So hold on, y'all. Stay right where you are. You'll be saying the scripture in a few moments. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who may not know, I'm just so blessed. The Lord gave me that song many, many years ago. And they picked it up and they sang it. They made it their own. Hallelujah. I just love that. Amen. So let's go into the word today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's such a beautiful word today that the Lord has given to us. And on this Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just say, Lord, In Jesus' name, we thank you for your word today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is a life-changing word, that your word brings light and just opens up our awareness of you even more and shows more of you to us through our eyes, through our heart, and all in our mind, Lord God. And we want the very mind of Christ and just to know more and more and more about you, Lord God. Thank you for revealing yourself in such a beautiful way. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, Minister Rachel and family, we're going to open up your line again. And we want you to read Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Matthew 28. Verses 1 through 10, and this talks about what happened on the day of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Okay, my blessing. We're going to start.
All right.
After the Sabbath.
After the Sabbath.
At dawn on the first day.
At dawn on the first day of the week.
Mary Magdalene. And the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
There was a violent earthquake.
Angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb. Rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Just as he said.
Come and see the place where he lay.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He was risen from the dead. And is going ahead of you into Galilee.
There you will see him.
Now I have told you. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings. He said, they came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid.
Go and tell my brothers
to go to Galilee.
To go to Galilee.
There they will see me.
Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I think I heard some of y'all praying in tongues as you were going.
That was just
the
glory of God.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you. Amen. So with that scripture, they just read Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. And our emphasis and subject today is verse 6. And verse 6 says, he is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Amen. And there was so much in the place where my niece, Minister Joy, ministered on something called a witness mark. W-I-T-N-E-S-S, witness mark, M-A-R-K. Now, a witness mark is a small mark engraved inside like an old grandfather clock. It could have been put there 100 years ago to help people in the future know how to set the clock with precision. Amen. So this witness mark is inside the clock so that a casual observer could not see it. But the person who was going in, hallelujah, the person who wanted to go in and deep into that clock and look at the mechanisms on it, they would take a flashlight and they would look inside and they would be looking for a witness mark. Now, a witness mark is small. Amen. And so a person could not just, a person would have to be look specifically find it. Okay, and it's like when you find it, it's awesome. When you find that witness mark, because it causes you to be precise about what you know about what's going on. Hallelujah. Now, it's very interesting that there have been people in our history, some in our close history, some in the past, who have looked. It's like they've looked inside the clock of the Bible, and they looked hard, and some looked for good reasons, and some looked to just say different things about Jesus, or to say that he wasn't who he said he was. But the Word of God has such a witness mark in it that it changed some people's lives. There was a man named he was an atheist. His name was Lee Strobel, and Lee Strobel was an award-winning journalist with the Chicago Tribune, and he had his life going and everything, and suddenly his wife got saved. You know, they were living an atheistic life. His wife got saved. So he decided he was going to research the Bible. You know, he didn't know it, but he was looking for the witness mark in the Bible. Amen. And so he spent 2 years going through the Word of God. And guess what? After 2 years, he got saved. And the man got so saved, this ex-atheist got so saved that he ended up founding an evangelistic university. Hallelujah. Amen. And then after that, he wrote like 40 books about Jesus and has sold 14 million copies. So now also there was a very well-known and very well-respected scholar. His name was Simon Greenleaf. Oh, and by the way, he was Jewish. And he was the founder of the Harvard Law School. The Harvard Law School. So, you know, he was kind of, you know, up there intellectually. So he decided he was going to challenge the theory, what he thought was a theory of resurrection. And he became a believer too. Hallelujah. So now this is some of the evidence that he wrestled around with. from John chapter 20, verses 6 through 8. Amen. And that says, then cometh Simon Peter, John chapter 20, verses 6 through 8, then cometh following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeing the linen clothes lie. Now remember, we had just said, he's not here. Just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. So the place where he lay, there was linen clothes, and that the linen clothes lie, okay? Then went in also with other disciples, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. All right. Then very early one Sunday morning, on the Sunday morning, Peter and John heard from Mary Magdalene that the body of Jesus placed in the sepulcher on Friday afternoon was no longer there. Now, Mary thought that that Jesus' body had been stolen and that they had taken him out of the tomb. Now, her conclusion was that enemies had taken him away. So disciples ran into the sepulcher, and John arrived in first. He stooped down. He was looking in and saw the linen clothes lie, yet he did not go in. Then Peter followed him, went all the way in to see the linen clothes lie and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then after that, John also went in. He saw and believed. So what were the witness marks that John saw in the grave clothes? Hallelujah. Well, first of all, they had to go in. Amen. They had to go in. They couldn't be on the outside looking in. They had to go in. They had to go close. And then they had to get a revelation from the Lord to let them know what was going on. So when Peter and John entered the sepulcher, they did not see the body of Jesus, but they did see the grave clothes. And they saw the clothes in a certain order. Now, when John talks about the arrangement of the clothes, he spent 9 verses talking about the arrangement of the clothes. And it's like, why did he go into such great detail? Because it was important. He got a witness mark, and he had to leave a witness mark for us. So 2,000 years later, we can know precisely that Jesus was risen from the dead. So let's check out this witness mark. And you got to know more about what was going on during that time. Now, what they had was a linen strip. It was the way that these linen strips were arranged that caused them to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus had risen. Now, these grave garments or the strips were arranged in a unique way. When John saw the linen clothes lying, he believed. And that word lying did not just mean that there were clothes just laying on the floor. You know, some people take the clothes off and just throw them on the floor. It wasn't like that, okay? The clothes were lying precisely as the body had lain in them. Say that again. They were lying precisely as the body had lain in them. The grave clothes were in exactly the position the body had occupied. So the linen clothes refer to the manner in which they were prepared for burial that day. What they would do back then is that they would take long strip of linen. It looked like a long bandage, like something like if somebody had broken their leg or their arm, and then it would be wrapped up in these wrappings. But now this wrapping went from Jesus's feet up to his head, so they were long strips. Now, the method that they used back then, what they used, thank you, Lord. Now, in John chapter 19, verses 39 through 40, it tells about Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea and how, you know, they had some money, right? And so they brought 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe spices. And what they did was Jesus's body was wound up with this cloth, and they put these 100 pounds, okay, 100 pounds of myrrh and aloe spices, and they poured it on the wrappings around Jesus's body. And so what happened when all of these liquid spices settled, they solidified around the body of Jesus, okay? So if you can imagine, it was like he was in a cocoon. Now, you know, I think about Lazarus. They had wrapped him up, but he didn't have the same kind of wrapping that Jesus had, because these rich people had gotten this 100 pounds of myrrh and aloes to wrap him up. So it was like he was in a huge body cast, or in a, actually like a huge cocoon was around him, and it was thick. It weighed 100 pounds that was around him, and that was to, you know, to preserve the body back then. And it would be a tight, solid covering that would protect the body and form around his body, and he really couldn't be pulled out of that, okay? So the only way, humanly speaking, a body could be removed from that encrusted wrapping, that cocoon, was by cutting the cloth from end to end and then laying it aside and then pulling the body out, okay? And so what happened was it is like inconceivable that the body was stolen, because if they had stolen the body, they would have taken that whole thing with them, plus that extra pound and all the clothes, and just taken them out like that. Or they would have to work very hard to try to squeeze him through that cocoon without disturbing the cocoon, because what was happening, the linen clothes lying, that whole cocoon was laying there all by itself, like Jesus' body was still in it. Hallelujah. This was their witness mark. They could see that Jesus' body was in it. It had formed around his body, but it was not slit open or anything. It was laying there, you know, like a huge cocoon laying there. And then the other part of the witness mark was that they had laid a napkin over his face. That linen napkin that was laid over his face was put on in another place, like it had been taken off his face and folded certain way, and then laid over to the side. So there were two things that they saw. They saw the cocoon there, that 100-pound cocoon just laying there by itself, and then they saw the napkin folded over to the side. And so what the napkin meant as well, that was a word to them as well, because whenever they went out to eat, people served them, there was a way that people would fold their napkins to let their servants know, the people who served them know, I'll be right back. I'll be back. Don't take my food. My food is sitting there. I'll be back. And so the way that Jesus folded the napkin from his faith, said, I will be back. Hallelujah. So they had this witness mark, and this witness mark is telling us today, yes, our Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. And he will be back. Amen. So with that resurrection power, his body came out of that cocoon and left it right there and left that mark so that we can know precisely. Hallelujah. He left that evidence behind to let us know that his resurrection was real and true and that we can expect to be resurrected. Hallelujah. And that we can expect to see him again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's our word for today. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said, come and see the place where he lay. Amen. Amen. And it's so awesome that he left that evidence behind because we needed that. Even 2,000 years later, we needed that because our salvation hinges upon his resurrection. Glory to God. Our salvation hinges upon his resurrection. Hallelujah. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you declare with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. With your mouth you profess your faith and are saved. Amen. So even in our prayer of salvation, our prayer of salvation says if you declare with your mouth, and declaring with your mouth is saying a prayer. Now, believing in your heart, it says believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. God is so awesome that he doesn't just want you to believe out of thin air. He left a witness mark. He left evidence behind to let us know that he was definitely raised from the dead so that we could make a choice to believe and to be saved. On this Resurrection Sunday, if you don't know for sure that you are born again, if you don't know for sure that you are saved, this is your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me.
Come into
my
heart.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And I do believe.
That
God raised you.
That God raised you.
From the dead. And you are alive.
And you are alive.
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 Forevermore.
Forevermore.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those of you who prayed that prayer for the first time, right now we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we pray over you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and his resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that you'll have power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus, power to read the word of God and to even understand the word of God as you read his word. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hey, hallelujah. And right now we want to invite you to be a part of a Bible believing church. Wherever you are, you can go around in the area where you are, or You can join us and be a part of us at any time. You can go to another church and then come and spend some time with us as well so that you can continue to learn and grow in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Well, this is the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We're here every Sunday, and you call the same number, 516-418-5699. We're here every Sunday, and Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have Bible teaching, and that's Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, 12 noon Central. And you will learn more about the Word of God through our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. On Tuesdays, we have prayer, and where we pray in tongues, and we have volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then after they pray in tongues, we have interpretation of tongues. That's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Then on the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service. So if you're in need of healing or your family's in need of healing, join us. Our next one is Wednesday, May the 11th. Wednesday, May the 11th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And that's called Prophetic Healing. And we have Elder Philip and Minister Linda Harkey, who are co-hosts and pray with you as well. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Praise God. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this month, what we're doing is we're talking about the five love languages. And our guest speakers are Minister Mary and Minister Lenny Yarbrough. Hallelujah. So five love languages. You want to know more about the love of God, how to experience that love, how to really share that love with others, the way that they using their love language, join us and find out. And everybody has at least one love language. Praise God. So, and that's, as I said, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we are going to get ready to close. Thank you all for coming. I want to open up the lines for a moment, for a few moments, and see if anybody wants to say anything. Since we have time here, I'm going to open up everybody's line. So if you're not going to say anything, just put your mute on. Okay, if you're not going to say anything, just put your mute on. We're opening up everybody's line. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm moving very fast today. But put your mute on, or if you want to say something, everybody's line open. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Hi.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Have you ever been an aunt before?
Have I ever been where?
An aunt. Have you ever been an aunt before?
Oh, A-U-N-T?
Have you ever been
yes.
an aunt before?
Oh, yes, I have.
Am too.
I am.
Oh.
You are too.
Well, I know I'm an aunt because I have a little nephew.
That's right. That is right, and I know you're very good with him.
I am. I have to be very responsible for Gabriel because he's really small and just a newborn, so he's only a couple months old. And God gave me that responsibility to keep, so I have to keep him safe when he gets older.
Good.
God,
that's a good
aunt. I'm back to you. So bye.
Okay. Bye. You got, and Lord, we just thank you that you just help her to be a good aunt. Give her your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Show her what to do, how to do, and when to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, anyone else?
God bless you, Apostle, and happy resurrection, happy blessed Resurrection Day, Pastor, Mom, and Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Mom, as you open up today, we were commenting that you really opened up strong in that prayer today. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Apostle, we want to thank God for the pearl to ponder, that Jesus is our treasure. Thank God for the beautiful songs by Nicole Mullen. That's one of our favorites. Yeah. I went up just like you did as that those songs were being played. And hallelujah. God, Jesus is our Redeemer. He lives. Glory to God. And I want to thank God for Minister Rachel and her family. Oh, I just sang along with them. My hope has a name. I was just following along with them as they sang. That was just so beautiful this morning. And then I thank God for the word that you spoke, Apostle, on the witness mark. What a great blessing. And I'll have to go back and do studies on Lee Strobel and the other man that you talked about today. I wrote both of their names down, Simon Greeley and Lee Strobel and those ones that did. But I thank God for the word on the witness mark and going into it. Never had really, you know, that's why the word is so pregnant and considered about how those, it was 100 pounds and how it was just, like all over him. And just I could envision as you were talking today, like that huge cocoon. And God gave a witness mark with the even down to the very napkin. I never had heard it told that way with the napkin. So today I learned so much. I praise God for the word. Thank God for this Resurrection Sunday. Thank God for the service. Thank God for each one of you. And I send much love. I just thank God. I love you and send y'all great big hugs in the spirit in Jesus' name. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You take such good notes, Pastor. Thank you so much. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. I'll just do a shout out real quick of the ones that I see and know your number. Shout out to you, Pastor Mark, Minister Amber, shout out to you, Minister Carrie, shout out to you, Minister Mary, shout out, and Sister Lord Jesus, hallelujah, my Sister Debbie, amen, hallelujah, shout out to all of you today. Amen. Hope you all have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Pastor Mom and I are planning on going to be with family today. Was somebody saying something?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I just want to say happy blessed Resurrection Sunday to each and every one of you. And I pray that you have a blessed day and that God will strengthen each and every one of you today. And I just thank God for all of you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Amber. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. So, hallelujah. Pastor Mom is going to close us out in prayer. Praise the Lord. And Minister Amber, I thought about you today. I think about you a lot, but I thought I would have to call you to get some of the music together, and I looked online and I said, "Ooh, I got it! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah!" So we're gonna have Pastor Mom to close us, make any closing remarks, close us out in prayer, and we're gonna close with a different song today. The song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. I like to play that song. I like that song, too. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom, You want to make any comments? Say happy Resurrection Sunday, happy Easter to people.
Happy Resurrection, and to say to see good a good world.
Okay.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay. May the Lord watch.
May God watch between me and thee, for we ask the one.
One from another.
One from another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And still remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. And we're ending with, Lord, I lift your name on high.
You came from heaven's west. To show the way from the earth to the cross, my death paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Yeah. You came from heaven's west. To show the way from the earth to the cross, my death saved. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high.